I'm not gonna sit here and tell you life is gonna be Ron Howard happy days every day. It's not gonna be that way. Matter of fact, it's probably gonna be the opposite. You see, the enemy is gonna throw everything he has in his toolbox at you. Now, he can't stop you himself, but his objective is to get you to stop you. This message is for the struggle, for all those going through trials and tribulations. People in this world are gonna fool you, disappoint you, turn their back on you. The closest around you are gonna give up on you. And when things hit the fan, everybody's gonna run. You're gonna look around and you're gonna be all alone. I'm just keeping it real with you, cause somebody out there needs to hear what I'm saying. This ain't a motivational video. Man, this is life. This ain't no game to me, and I know what you're going through. And I'm gonna speak life into you right now. Nothing, listen to me. Nothing can stop you. God will never leave you nor forsake you, and that is all you need. There's a power inside of you that you can only discover when you are truly alone. Just as the waves on a beach shore come in and out, people will do the same. Relationships are like music, and you should never make music with anybody who doesn't understand, appreciate, and value your lyrics. Sometimes you just gotta let these people go. You gotta know your worth. Sometimes you just gotta let them people go. You gotta stop chasing people who don't appreciate you. Sometimes in this life, champion, you gotta remind the world just who you are. And you don't do this by telling them with your mouth. You tell them with your actions. You make your actions speak loud and proud to who you are. Don't let the world convince you that you're a nobody. You're somebody who just don't know it yet. Do you hear what I'm saying, champion? I'm speaking to the champion in you. Rise, champion. The way of the warrior. Championize. Get back up. My spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the scream, the desire to climb and live out my dream. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to listen to the pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. Tragedy and setbacks, an inspirational story. Warriors like me, we were strategically designed for the struggle. Many before me gave up and quit, acted all bad the first time they got here. But see, blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. I was made for war. I cry out to heaven, blessed and unstoppable, an immortal legend. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. I found it, that deep desire to win. I remember defeat and I say, never again. See, warriors like me, we were born and strategically designed for the struggle. The way of the warrior, championized. Get back up, my spirit cries. Fear dies, choked out by the screams. The desire to climb and live out my dreams. Take it for the team. Discipline reigns. I want it too bad to bow to pain. I'm a winner. To God be the glory. unprecedented setback, an inspirational story. Many before me gave up and quit, acted all bad to the first time they got in. Blood don't scare me. I fear not death. Whatever it takes, champion, to be the best of the best. Climb, I say, the unclimbable mountain. Kicking and punching, I just keep on pounding. Because I'm a warrior, and that's what we do. I'm Billy Osbrooks, blessed and unstoppable. To God be the glory.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. What's up, everybody, man? Welcome to the grind, the absolute real show ever, man. You know what today is? Today is Freedom Friday. Guess what? Today, we just affectionately call it Freedom Friday. But guess what? Every day should be a Freedom Day for you. You should be free every single day. Ask yourself, if you don't feel free today, why are you not feeling free? What's stopping you? What's standing in the way of your freedom? What's holding you back? What's pulling you down? Yeah, that's a whole nother show right there. A whole nother show, man. You know what we say on the show, guys? I'm most certainly going to say things on this show that's going to make some people happy and bridge some gaps. But I'm also going to say some things on this show that people aren't ready to hear. It's going to make them mad a little bit. And that's okay, because guess what? Sometimes the truth hurts. We promise you guys not to say anything that we don't already know. Not to try and convince you guys of anything, but let you guys in on the things that we go through realistically, right? That's all we ever say. That's all we want to do is let you guys in on our lives. Not saying we got everything figured out, because I can promise you unequivocally, we do not have it all figured out. All we can do is share with you guys what we've been through, what we're going through, which in turn is sum total of where we are right now, all right? Your life is the same. Man, let's grind a little bit this morning. I know we got some folks on Facebook. I hadn't put us on IG yet. I think I want to do that today. They want to put us on IG, see if I can get us there. Yeah, I'm gonna go live right here on IG. Let me get this thing put up here. Then I'm going to bring the IG family in for y'all. And then we're going to do the roll call. Yeah. Hold on. Bear with me. What's up, Talk Talk Radio, man? Great to see you guys. Great to have y'all on. Man, it's always a blessing to see you guys. If you want to be a part of the grind live, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and dial in. You can dial into the grind, right? You can dial in. And you can make your voice heard. You actually can. That number, I'm going to give you the number. Write this down, guys. Write this down. That number. All right. Let me get this stuff out of the way so I can grab it. Let me get live here. That number is 646-668-2564. 646-668-2564. Guys, dial into the grind, and you can actually hit the number 1. You can hear this audio firsthand. You hit the number 1, and you can actually raise your hand, and you have something to say. Guess what will happen? We'll bring you on the air, and you'll have the opportunity to actually share what's on your heart, what's in your spirit. The only thing we ask is that you guys be tasteful, no profanity, and respect the time. Respect the time, all right? No pictures. No pictures. Man, this is the realest show ever, man. We love you guys. Thank you guys for being a part of the grind today. Today, Freedom Friday. So you know what? We got mimosas over here. We got mimosas. So the mimosas for us, guys, for Freedom Friday. You know, we're going to sip and we grind a little bit today. We're going to bridge some gaps. So it's something that we say, man, it's going to help somebody today. If it only helped one person, then guess what? The show was an absolute success. Even if it doesn't help somebody live today, then guess what? Somebody's going to go back and they're going to go through the almost 300 episodes that we have in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/grind101. Guys, they're going to tap into that thing, and they're going to listen and tune in, and they're going to be blessed by something that they hear. All right? We have IG family tuning in now, guys. Everybody's coming on. Let me give me a sip. Ah, that's good. Guys, go grab your mimosa, grab your whatever it is you like to drink today. It's Friday. Officially known as the start of the weekend for most people, right? For most people, the start of the weekend is Friday, right? So let's talk why the start of your weekend is not Monday. Talk about that as well, right? But, man, let's roll call a little bit. Let's do some roll call. I know some people are here, man, and they jumped on. And we appreciate you guys, man. We love the fact that you guys are here. Let me back a little bit. What's up, Tank Star? You the first person to jump on this, man. God bless you. Thank you for being a part of the grind. Thank you for saying hello this morning. Miss Twayla Coleman, what's going on? Happy Friday to you as well. Kimberly Wooten Wilder, what's going on, young lady? Great to have you on the grind. Naja Levels, what's happening, team? Good to have you, man. Great to have you on, Naja. Janet Sims, what's popping? Great to have you on the grind. Thanks for tuning in. Afternoon where you are, it's absolutely morning here on the West Coast. Christy Stevenson Shea, what's going on? Great morning to you as well. Mr. Derek Handy, what's happening, Derek? Great to see you this morning. Great to have you on the grind. You know, we grind it as always. Let me see who else we got. You guys are chiming in. I love it, man. Names. Want to acknowledge you guys are awesome and amazing. What's going on? What's we got? Just me and me, Trotter. What's going on? Thank you for being part of the grind. It's Free Friday. Absolutely. Miss Jamie Michelle Scott, what's going on, superstar? Great to have you on the grind this morning. Thanks for tuning in. Miss Karen Hayes, what's up, fam? Good to have you, young lady. Hope everything is good on your end. Thank you for coming in and tuning in to the grind as always. Miss Lisa Bacon, hello to you too. What's going on? Great to have you on the grind this morning. Lord, we got some extra audio going on here, y'all. I got to get rid of it. Hold on, y'all. All right. Going on, Michael Reynolds. What's good? What's good, man? Great to see you tuning in. And YouTube, man, it's awesome. We got YouTube people on today as well. Man, the whole family is here today, man. Tell somebody the grind is on, and we get ready to grind and get some stuff established, man. We get ready to bridge some gaps today because the struggle is real, and everybody goes through the grind. What's going on, Miss Athena Martin? Good morning to you, young lady. Thank you for being on the grind and tuning in. What's going on, Ramonia Muhammad? We see you out there, superstar. Blessed day to you as well. I think it got almost everybody, man. I'll circle back to you guys. What's going on, IG, man? Great to see you guys. Thank you for saying hello, Miss Yvette Graham. What's popping? It pays to know Jaleesa. What's up, Jaleesa? Good to see you. Thanks for tuning in, man. Yeah. Success always follows. I see that. Who else we got here? Ricky Goodday. What's up, Ricky Goodday? Good to see you. Thanks for tuning in to the grind. Thanks for saying hello, man. You guys, if you guys say hello to us, then we are absolutely happy to hello back to you guys for being a part of the grind. And we love you guys. And, man, this show, man, you know, this show is kind of like that show that, you know, this is what I'm gonna call it. Look, it's the realest show ever, right? But here's the thing. You guys ever had that dog in your neighborhood that just walked around? He had no collar on. The mayor had a collar on. And, you know, he just kind of like, he didn't, you know, he wasn't a house dog. You know, he can be in the house, out of the house. He was super versatile, right? So this dude would go wherever he wanted to go. He wouldn't bite nobody. But he was just like the overseer. He was just like that dog that everybody knew. Oh, there go Rusty. You know, that's Rusty. That's Miss Such and Such and them dog. You know, that's, there go Rusty. They see him roll them. See Rusty all across the highway on the other side of the neighborhood on the other corner. You see Rusty. How did Rusty get across the street, right? How did Rusty cross the road? That's what this show is. This show is absolute freedom. You know, absolute no non-territorial. Guys, we go and say whatever it is that we want to say, guys, in the spirit of excellence and spirit of truth and in the spirit of tastefulness, right? But we are most certainly going to say, guys, you know, whatever we want to say, the realest aspect of what we want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is going to come out. We promise you that it's coming from the inside and not the outside. What's going on, Ms. TV Jones? See you out there. Thank you for tuning in. Man, we see you guys, man. Let's pop. Let's get grinding. Hopefully you guys had the opportunity to grab your mimosas or whatever your drink is, your choice. I don't know. that is, right? Here's Pamela Craig popping in, sliding in like risky business.
This is my birthday celebration.
This week is her birthday. You know, let me switch my mimosas. My mom's over to this hand because,
yes.
You know, she's very animated. I know she's going to knock out my hand.
Great morning, everybody. Put on the grind on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. To everybody that's on Facebook,
this
thank
your
you
mic.
For tuning
this
in.
This is your mic, okay? This is your mic.
Yes, it's my birthday weekend. Just got finished. Got some amazing guests in our household. This weekend, I took some breakfast. Right? So,
they don't. They could have cooked their own breakfast.
I'm in for breakfast right now. So, but I just want to say, yes, chapter 51. I'm excited.
All right, so tomorrow's Pam's birthday.
Yes, I
know. She'll be 53 years old tomorrow, and when that happens, I'm so good for 53, y'all. Old lady right now.
Oh, my God.
Still good for me. No, how the fella say it. We're my old lady. That's my old lady right there. You know, she's older than me, Michael. She's older than me. I married her because I like older women. 31 years ago, I said I want an older woman, so I married Pam McCray.
That was
it. Yeah, yeah. So I got older, seasoned woman.
Whatever,
you know,
whatever.
You know them old ladies that walk around with a little plastic clear cup with the vodka in it, and they slur their words? I said I married Miss Jeans. Miss Jeans there. No, y'all, real talk, because somebody going to take that to heart. It's going to spread that around because that's the world we live in, right? Pam is turning, what? 50. 51.
Again.
Pam is turning 51. We're for ages here on this show. This is the realest show ever.
Yes.
51 tomorrow, right? So Pam's cash out is...
You're so stupid.
Like everybody on social media... Their birthday,
right.
Put their cash app, skin code up there.
Cash app. Right.
You know, you're like, just send the money. Don't worry about going to buy the gift.
Oh my
just
God.
Send the money, man. We are in a pandemic, and you know, we like need that money. Send that cheddar, that screw, send it to me
right
now.
Right.
But guys, man, so much is happening
in
the world right now. And, you know, I want to just, you know, say something very, very briefly because I want to keep the party started. You know, things happen that we learn from every single day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, the lesson is how quick do you learn from?
Right.
As a people, I'm addressing my African-American brothers and sisters right now. As a people, how do you deal with what happens in the world, right? Tragic things happen and tragic things have been happening for a long time, right? You guys on this show, we say, what's your number, right? What's your number? And how many times does it take you something and to understand something, right? So on the show, guys, we're saying, what's your number? We've been dealing with black inequality for a long time,
right?
We've been dealing with racism for a long time, right? We've been open for 400 years. So here we are still in a mental slavery. We see that there's even physical slavery that's going on. So, but we want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand that this did not just start, right? The gentleman, Mr. George Floyd, that was tragic. And now the number that we have was so many numbers before when we decided that, okay, I'll just let that pass over. And it compounded itself. It gave power to the enemy, to people that actually were looking to do us harm, right? So now here we are, everybody's up in odds about what just happened, but this did not just start, right? So now what do we do? We do the same thing that we've always done, guys, but we add the 10X with, right? Now we march, whatever it is we do, but whatever we do it peacefully. Right? And this is not what this show is about, but we need to press it, right? We do it peacefully. We show the world who we are. We don't go out looting everything, robbing and being violent. No, we figure out a way to address the situation intelligently, come together, unify, right? And when you unify, you stand together, you lock arms with one another, then that simply means that you cannot be broken, right? There's strength in numbers. And we see marches. We see all over the world, not just African-Americans. We've got people all over the world, every color, every ethnic group that have stood up, and they're saying, hey, man, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Right? Because if they'll do it to you,
right,
they'll do it to me. And it's just a matter of time before it happens when that atmosphere is actually fostered and allowed in society, period. Okay? Guys, we want just want to address that and, you know, let's figure out how we can live together and edify one another and build one another up as opposed to tearing one another down, right? And that's what the show is all about. Pam, you want to say something on that?
No, I mean, I just 1,000% agree. You know, there's power in unity, and we have to have something or we fall for everything. And the tragedy of George Floyd, you know, it hit the world. You know, it has been happening to us, but it definitely hit differently. To see the video, see what happened, you know, our hearts and our prayers go out to, you know, his family and just everything. But it's crazy nonsense. So we got to come together, and we got to stand up for what's right. We got to continue to fight our rights for equality, you know, and I know Black Lives Matter. And so, you know, it's just unfortunate that we live in a world, you know, where racism is real. It is. It's very unfortunate. But, you know, I just believe that when we come together as a people and we let them know that, you know, we're tied. Right? We will not stand.
We're tied, Bob.
We will not stand, right, for you know, the nonsense, for you, you know, taking it lightly to kill our Black men. You know, it's just crazy. Nonsense is happening in the world.
And women.
And women.
Right. Absolutely. It's that's bad as it gets.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, we got to rise up and conquer. Baby. You know, that's what it's all about. And so, definitely wanted to address that because, you know, this thing is real and we must not lay down and allow this thing to happen because Black Lives Matter.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than just the march, guys. Right. It's about a lifestyle we create for ourselves and how we fight. And it goes back to even, you know, supporting, you know, your brothers and sisters in business and things of that nature. Guys, there's so many things that are happening behind the scenes that's really killing us mentally. Mm-hmm. It's killing us financially long before it kills us physically.
Right.
So we really have to understand, and guys, sorry for the noise. We got people in the house today.
No,
we want them to have a good time. It's fine. You know, they can celebrate. So guys, we don't want to belabor it, but we don't want to breeze over either because it is a situation. But it what matters, what do we do from here?
Right?
How do we move forward in this right now? You know, how do we move forward from here? That's the key, right? The past teaches us, right? The things that we need to learn to have a better future.
Right?
Now we know what happened is tragic. We can't change it. We can't bring it back. Time, only time can heal that wound, and that is a deep, deep wound. Families, friends, devastated. But where do we go from here? How do we move forward? You got, Pam said, it hit different. If it hit different, then you can move different, right? You got to do something different, and I believe that's where we are. So think about that when you're out and you're having conversations with your brothers and sisters, man, and you're being less than loyal, you're being less than loving, right? You're not this whole thing about black on black crime, it wasn't fabricated by us guys. It's just been it's been put under a microscope, right? Black people aren't killing black people at an alarming rate. No more than any other race is killing each other, right? It's just been put under a microscope. Anything you put under a microscope gets magnified, right? So guys, let's take that narrative and change it, right? Let's change it and let's love one another and let's just unify and be there for one another. And I think everything will start together. But of course, unify and conquer. Right? Rise up, like Luana says, rise up and conquer. Absolutely. Conquer mentally, conquer financially, and conquer physically.
Right.
All right. So that leads us into what we want to talk about today because we got some gaps to bridge because we know there are gaps out there. So, you know, enemy that's within, we talk about this all the time. And I was listening to my man, B. Osbrook, this morning. You know, he got me fired up about something that I really want to talk about. And so we all talk about being a professional victim on this show. Like, are you being a professional victim? You got very, very good, very, very good professional victim. You've gotten very good at telling your story, right, on what happened to you, on how you're hurt, how you're damaged, what you have, you are, you know, you don't know what you're going to do. All of the negative you've got really, really good at, but you've got, but I'm saying my favorite word, guys, and I didn't even make it famous, but you suck at coming up with the solution, right? That pissed somebody off, right? But you suck at coming up with the solution. It don't piss off the people that are professional victims, right? So this is the worst show ever. I told you guys, we're going to say some things here that people going to get mad about. Okay, right? So you got really good at talking about the issue, but you don't put any time talking about coming up with the solution. Right? So which brings us to our topic, only you can stop you. Only you can stop you. It is nobody else. There is no devil in the cupboard. There ain't no devil in your car. There ain't no devil in your bed. It's you. Right. The devil is inside of you. It's what is inside of you that can only stop you.
Right?
Right? So what happens on the outside is inconsequential. Right? It's what's happening on the inside.
Mm.
Because what's happening on the inside is how you process to get past what happens on the outside.
No, that's it. I mean, absolutely. Because you have the power to control you. But many times, you're right. You know, professional victims get good at being the victim. And always, you know, just haphazardly do things, but yet want to take the victim standpoint, you know, because that's the easy thing to do. You know, playing victim, you know, we turn the table. And all of a sudden, you're the victim. But honestly, you have control of the situation if you just control you. Like, you'll talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand that, we got the power to be in control of self. It's all about self-discipline. It's all about thinking before you do things, thinking before you open your mouth, you know, thinking and really taking into consideration, you know, the effect, what, because it's always something called, you know, just with the compound effect, for what you do, there's going to be some type of effect, right? Everything's come together, you know, they're going to, whatever you do, it's going to end up in some type of result, some type of effect,
mm-hmm.
some type of situation, something, right?
That's right.
It really has a lot to do with putting thought into stuff. You know, really.
That's good.
You don't
That's
have
good.
To find yourself in a position to where now you got to backtrack and, you know, and not have to, and things, you know, handle things in a different way, you know?
And no, right. And I like where you are. That because I believe that is the epitome of how we move forward.
Yeah.
We've always said we use a lot of cliches on this show, and we use a lot of cliches in life, period, right?
Right.
You know, some people just don't know how to state them, but life is like a cliche. You got to use the things that are said, you know, you got to know when you're saying it, what it really mean. We always say that life is 10% what happened to you. And 90% of how you handle it, right? And I'm telling you, man, if I had to take any cliche that we've ever spit out, honestly, I would have to say that it was right up there at the tip top.
Right.
Because everybody has been held accountable to that phrase,
yeah.
to that one cliche, if you would, that life governing. So when things happen, right? So if this, and I'm going to use this as an example, if I spill this glass of mimosa right now, and I spill it all over my shirt, and it's all over me, how am I going to handle that? Right? Now, God, we have God-given emotions that God gives us. It, what are the emotions that come to mind at that point? You're like, you're angry,
yeah.
Right? And yeah, you're angry. Yeah, you're like, God, stop. You know, and you go through it, and this is a very minor example, but you go through it, and you're like, this happened, oh my gosh, and it derails you. It totally takes you out, right? What I typically do, and I'm gonna give you guys my thinking of things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're easier than other times, right? I always say, that could have been worse, right? And immediately what I do, Pam, is I pull out something that could have happened to make it worse, right?
Right.
Like this, if I drop it, if I spill this on me, I say, man, I could have not only spilled this on me, but I could have broke the glass. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know, and that's good because, you know, I remember one of the things that we used to always say, and he used to say it a lot,
mm-hmm.
right, when people would go through different things. And like,
God, I'm going to spill my mimosa.
Right. And remember how you say, I can't no words. Right.
Everything.
You got to realize your words. atmosphere every single time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got worse. So
it
you gotta really understand, you know, the things that you speak and the words that we use, they for real can create our life. And so when we put life to our words and we think about the things that we say and we, you know, pay attention to the things that we think and, you know, are able to be in control of self. It's all about control, self-discipline, really disciplining ourselves to be able to, you know, control our thinking, control our words, control our moves, control everything. Then, you know, it ends up coming out a better situation.
I want to grab them right quick.
You know, because of the fact that we understand that we are in the position to be able to control self. We want to. And I can tell you that when you understand self-discipline, but when you understand self-discipline and the power of it, it really is going to direct and position you and allow you to move in the right direction that you need to move in order to accomplish anything that you want to accomplish in life. I can say that's one of the things, one of the areas that I had to really work on, you know, when I had to think about the fact that I wanted more in life, and I had to understand that my thinking had got me to where I was at that point in time in life. The decisions that I made, we made together as a partner in our relationship that Nate and I have, right, our marriage, everything. So we realize we now take responsibility. That's the key. You got to take responsibility for where you are, for the things that you've done, for the things that you haven't done. And when you now take responsibility and you really take the time to look at that man in the mirror, that's one of the things that I had to do, and I still do, in order to continue to grow, because none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all mess up, right? Thank God we serve a God of grace and mercy. His mercy is fresh and new every single day, right? And so, but we literally have to take control. And so one of the things that I worked on was things that I thought, you know, really had to change my thinking. And so when any negative thought, when any negative situation, you know, attempt to come in, and even when it does now, you know, because you're going to go through life, right? You're going to have the challenges. You're going to have the issues. You're going to have everything in hand. But that is like, we just like this, we all have the power to say, shift. And not allow it to come in. Not allow it to move forward. You know, you stop. We're in control. It's all that self-discipline.
That's a powerful word, control. You know, I was trying to find my book.
Which one?
One that I read a while back. And I'm trying to make the name of it, and somebody mentioned it, and that's why I wanted to grab it. I told you guys this is the people show, it's the real show ever. I love the comments that you guys put in. Pam and I, we look at them, and it's really good to see people that are on the same page. And I had to run up the stairs, man. So I'm
out of breath.
That's crazy.
That means you need to exercise.
Yeah, I need to get on that treadmill out there.
You don't remember?
I can't. You have my book? Let me see. Book. Let me check
you. You don't remember?
I do.
But anyway, I'm not sure what book he's looking for. But, you know, we're on topic this morning. Only you can stop, right? And it's so true. And when we understand that we have the power to do just that, then, I mean, think about it. Think about the things that you desire in life. Think about the goals that you have. And like the things that you dream of, the things that you want to happen in your life, realizing and knowing the only reason why they haven't been accomplished in your life to this day, or let's think about the things that you have accomplished, right? Think about the things that you have done. It's all the decision, right? You decided to do something different in order to get something different. And so when we understand that, and you know, now what will happen is because you know exactly what you want, you're willing to sacrifice, you're willing to put in the work for it, you're willing to embrace whatever the process is for it. It's so big, it's so strong, it's just, you know, the why, that very thing that's going to allow you to get every day and to fly, go towards it. Then what will happen is the actions will come. There's too many times in life that we settle. We settle for the position that we're in, not realizing, you know what, it's not how the story has ended. But we understand that we are the author, what is it, the producer of our own, author of our own story, the producer of our own movie, and that we can now get up every day and direct steps in order to literally turn the page, in order to change the scene, in order to design exactly how we're going to end. Life we're having, it's going to be easy. There's going to be a lot of pain, right, that we got to go through, because our pain is connected to our purpose. And so I can tell you that in realizing that the things that I had to go through in order to, you know, fight the fear, in order to fight through the shyness, in order to fight through, you know, not being able to talk to y'all like this, in order to be able to fight through a lot of the things that I thank God that he helped me understand, and I have inside of me all the time, right? I had to activate those things. And once I began to activate those things and believe in myself and to work on me every single day, you know, God just began to reveal even more things in my life, helping me to understand that I'm possible. And so that's what we got to do. We really, for real, created for greatness. When you really think about that, you know, and that's a mantra God gave me many years ago. I didn't believe in myself as I, you know, I fear stopped me. I wanted it, but I just was so bound by fear. You know, fear is bondage. You know, anything that is holding, anything that's holding you bound, anything that's not allowing you to be free, anything that's not allowing you to operate in a purpose, anything that is holding you back, it's bondage. Okay, anything that doesn't line up with the vision and the purpose that God has given you for your life is bondage. And so it wasn't until I realized that I was in bondage, fear and bondage, certain situations that I've been through in life, to where once I recognized it and I now got to really show me some things, because I had discernment all along, but sometimes we don't move, right? Sometimes we don't control steps. Sometimes we just allow ourselves to be, you know, in certain things and do, you know, and not certain things and in certain situations, just because, you know, it's what everybody else is doing. But I tell you, it wasn't until I said, let me listen. Let me really understand, you know, the power that is within that really began to shift things in my life. The bond is real. And I have a question. I don't mean to go over.
No, it's okay. I want you to say what you want to say. It's good. I want us to throw.
I couldn't do this, like, for real. And I thank God for
no,
my
she
husband.
Could. She's right. She
I thank God for my husband. God will give you everything that you need, for real. And he touches me. Like, you know, when he, you know, the show. And I know that Nate started this show by himself, and I've always, you know, been right there by his side. Everything we do is a partnership. And so, but there's some things that I have let go in my life in order to move into the position God wanted me to be in, right alongside my husband. I had to go through some things in order to get myself free, in order to now move forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we, you know, started, you know, and we started to come together and collaborate and really, you know, have the vision in place on what we want to do. He's like, this is an unscripted show, because I was like, I need a topic. What are we talking about? Need some notes, okay? And he said, no, this is unscripted. He said, because everything that we give has got to be real. Everything that we give to the world is going to be something that we've been through. And so, therefore, if it's on the inside, right, it's going to come out. And so he stressed me in so many different ways. You know, and I thank God for you, please.
Yeah, thank you.
For real, because
God for you,
you know,
too.
It helped me to continue to grow and to really believe in myself even more, knowing, you know, that God for real has given me everything I need. And when I work on me every day and I read a book, I grow spiritually, I open up the word and I study and I listen. I don't just read, but I study and I listen. I put myself into different atmospheres throughout the day. You know, it has really helped to strengthen me and knowing that I am creative greatness, for real. So thank you. Somebody asked a question real quick. How did you get released from the bondage of fear? And that's a great question, Athena. I worked on me that's the only way that you can get released. So you have to work on you. And the very things that you fear are the very things that you have to do. Because once you do the things that you're afraid of, that first time, like, oh, that wasn't so bad. You know, I did it. I accomplished it. And you're going to be afraid. First time I talked, if y'all could have listened to me like 5 years ago when I first started this incredible company that we thank God for every day, our CEO and founder, Jack Fallon, I mean, literally part of gold, and we were thankful for, I could tell you, like, seriously, I couldn't even get a sentence without studying. And I used to want to be perfect, like, in everything. I didn't want to mess up. I wanted to be perfect. But then I realized, you know what? The only perfection exists in God, right? He's the perfect one, right? And so, therefore, I had to realize that I and I'm proud of who he created. And whereas my talents and my gifts are different from the next person, whereas some people may not understand the path that God has to take you. And when I began to realize that this thing is all part of my process, and to get up and just work on me and grow and focus and listen to what he is telling me to do, it ain't going to be easy. Everybody not going to accept you. Everybody not going to love you. Everybody not going to support you. But when you know it's real and you get it from God above, and you listen, and you move, and you step out there and do it, you can't just do it one time. You gotta keep on doing it. Because the mind is the playground. Satan will operate. And so if you just do it every now and again, that fear is gonna keep on trying to come in. But if you wake up every day and you push through, you do the things you fear, one day, and you start speaking an affirmation, believing in yourself, instead of saying, I'm shy, I'm afraid, because I have to speak power. And I repeat those words. When I'm bold, I'm confident. I am a winner. I am a champion. I can. And I started to fill those minds with words like that. And I started to get up every day and shift, to jump up and down, do whatever is necessary for real, turn on my music. And create my atmosphere, I began to become more confident in me. And I work on me every day. I'm not perfect, but I work on me every day. And that's how I was able to overcome it.
Now, I take everything that she just said, guys, and relate it to you, all right? Because it was not about Pam, about you. Think about it. So she's giving you guys testimony on how she overcame and broke bondage, and it's not an easy scenario. It's not an easy transition. But nobody ever said it was going to be easy.
Right.
But we absolutely said it was going to be worth it. So it's going to require something of you. So I want you to get in the mirror for yourself and say, you know what? You really me. Be authentic to me. And I believe that the level of sacrifice that you make starts when you are in that mirror with yourself, right, and you're talking to yourself and you're spending time with yourself. And we always talk about, you know, on this show, we talk about mindset a lot because this is all about mindset, right? You hear it all the time. And we talk about your emotions. God gave us emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to figure out how to use those emotions when. And this is all going to the topic for the day, which is only you can stop you, right? That's what Pam was giving her testimony about, how she was able to stop stopping herself. Are you going to be able to stop stopping you? Right? And that's the key. He said in the beginning of the show, don't sit back and be a professional victim, right? Because when you become the professional victim, that means that you really want to stay where you are because you become a pro at what you do. So you just stay there, and you get really good at getting people to feel sorry for you. You get really good at accentuating the problem, but you suck at actually coming up with the solution.
Right.
And whatever that process is that you need to take to come up with a solution, figure out what that process is. It may be a person that you need to call and tap into. First of all, it's you saying, what can I do, right? What? How can I affect my own situation? And the book that I was looking for that I can't find, I read this book a year and a half ago or so about on emotional intelligence. And I know Ms. Trotter actually mentioned it. That's what, and it's the foundation of really a part of my foundation.
You lost it in the
airport or something? I don't remember losing. I know I was reading what point I had it. I seem like I remember having it. Yeah. But it was the book was on emotional intelligence. Mm-hmm. I bought it at the airport. It's on emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is centered on knowing what emotion to apply when and where, right? And it's not about a negative programming. It's about positive programming. Because a lot of people understand how to govern and control their emotions. Right? Some people are saying, well, you know, you're called people emotionless. You know, it's not about, you're not emotionless. Mm-hmm. You know when to deploy the correct emotion, mm-hmm. right? So that's really something that you have to. That's a skill set. All right? That's not something that people are just born because we've born with these raw emotions,
right?
So these raw emotions, the anger, you know, fear, sadness, all of these emotions that we have, you know, when we that govern what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Really, how you react to a thing is really how it says whether or not that is going to be perpetuated in a negative or a positive light. So you have to understand how this thing really works.
Mm-hmm.
The law of attraction is no respect of person.
Right, absolutely.
It's not. It's no respect of person. It's no respect of what you give it. So that means if you put out negative, you're going to get back negative. If you put out positive, of course, you get back positive. So the way to combat that, guys, is we get in contact with our emotions because this is all part of actually controlling yourself, the inner you. And I know that may be kind of deep, but guys, it's who you are on the inside that matters. What you are on the outside doesn't matter. It who people perceive matters because it's easy to put a mask on. I could get here and tell you guys this stuff today and turn the microphones off and live my life like holy hell. I could. But if I did that, I would not be able to get on here and be unscripted with you guys. I wouldn't. And one of the reasons why I do what I do and one of the reasons why Sam does what she does, guys, is so that, you know, we can be genuine and authentic, you know, in every situation that we're in. The native man that you see and think about yourself in this situation, you that you see now, the you that people see now, is it the you in private, right? Is the you in private and the you in public to the same people, right? I can't keep up with them. I suck at that, right? So I'd much rather just tell you exactly what's happening, right? I don't want to tell this person, you know, I told them that I was doing this, so, you know, I let them see me here because I told them that I was going to be here. No. If I'm getting up, so I'm going to play golf today, I'm going to play golf today. Okay? I'm going to play golf. Everybody in the free world knows I'm going to play golf, right? I don't have to hide that from somebody. If you're a person, I was, you know, you wanted to play golf, and I said, you know, we'll play golf one day, and I get up outside to make a tee time for myself because I want to play by myself, right? And work on some stuff. I'm going to play golf. And when somebody called and asked Pam, Mace playing golf. Oh, he said we were going to play. Well, he wouldn't play. He said, man, I thought we would play. I wanted to play by myself today. I didn't make an excuse.
Right.
And I believe that's what life is. Life, being authentic and real with yourself first is practice to be authentic and real
with
everybody else. And honestly, when we start this show, and you guys think about the thing that you start and what your baselines are for it, right? Because you got to have a baseline, right? If you have that baseline, then it's hard to really move, right?
Right.
The world is constantly changing, but what's your baseline?
Mm-hmm.
When we started the show, Pam is absolutely right. You know, Pam's like, I need some notes.
Right.
I need bullet points. I need to know what's going on. I said, well, you can.
Right.
And then she'd be on purpose.
About to talk about it today.
Yeah.
What we about to do?
She used to be like, what are we talking about? I'd be like, and I used to tell her, I don't know. I don't have a clue. Because I honestly, 9 times out of 10, guys, I don't know.
Right.
I'm late. when I get on this show. Sometimes I turn this microphone on, I don't know what I'm going to say until I start. It gives it to me the night before. Sometimes it gives it to me last week. I write it down and know what I want to talk about. Sometimes he'll give it to Pam.
Right.
And Pam will say, I'll talk about this today. And I'll be like, cool, let's do that.
Right.
You know, and it's always falls in line. Sometimes we don't get it until we turn these microphones on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But just reality, because we always talk about what's on the inside. I think about you. Transfer that to you. Only you stop you.
Right.
Right? So how do you stop you? We're getting ready to cross the bridge now. We're right there. So how are you stopping yourself? You already know how you're stopping yourself. I just told you that, right? Not being authentic, not being real with yourself, right? You're being that professional victim.
Mm.
That's how you are stopping yourself. Continually doing the same thing that you've done to date. That's how you've gotten where you are, what you have right now,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, how do you cross the bridge? How do you change the narrative? How do you turn the page? How do you actually say, you know what, I want to do something different so that I can have something different? And it's the simple as that. You got to do something different to have some statement this morning.
What's that?
Great statement. And I loved it so much that I wrote it down.
Okay.
You know, I told Pam, we started, I said, no scripts. I said, you can bring a book down with me, right? Because we
don't have
mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
coordinate, right? I heard this from my boy Billy Alves. He's my new all-time favorite right now. But he said every act of creation requires an act of destruction. You got to write that down because that's just act of creation requires act of destruction. As always, Billy, I'll give you credit for that the first time. Next time, it's fine, right? Because it's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
So what does that really mean? You know, that really means that in order to create, you have to destroy something, right? You
mm-hmm.
got to destroy something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something in you that's causing you not to have a space to create, not to have a direct link to create.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to destroy what's on the inside that's rotten to the core. You got to destroy the thing that's causing you to talk on average, right? You got to destroy the thing that's causing you to stay stuck. When you destroy things that are holding back, things you've done to date that haven't gotten you anywhere, when you start going in, it's like going through your closet, going through clothes that you know you don't need. When you keep all the clothes that you know you don't wear anymore, that you know can't fit anymore, you don't even like it anyway, you don't throw away? No, I'm not. But they say hit dog or holler. They say hit dog or holler. I wasn't talking about you.
I'm hoping
I was actually talking about myself.
Everything I'm about
is about it. I was actually talking about me, but they say hit holler, y'all. So when you start cleaning that thing out, guess what that does? It makes room for new creation.
Right.
So now I don't have. Now I know, because when you think you have, mm-hmm. it all goes back to that thing. You think you know what you know, but you don't really know. Right? Think you have what you have, but you don't really have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a false sense of perception.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking in, you're using the closet as an analogy, right? Right? You're looking in your closet and you see things that you know that look like you got a lot of clothes, but then when you go in your closet and you come out saying, I can't find nothing to wear.
I want y'all to know. Y'all can currently evaluate me because I clean my closet up.
What?
I can see everything.
Wait a minute. All
of which I don't want.
She says, I have nothing to wear. I can stick my head in her closet, which, by the way, is 2 or 3 times bigger than my closet, right? And I said, you don't have nothing to wear in there.
Oh, God.
Clothes everywhere. It's a great example, God,
yeah,
that you have to do something has to be destroyed, right, in order to create. Let it go.
Yeah.
That should be, when you use clothes as an analogy, right?
Because
I got some stuff in my closet that I need to let go of too, just not as much as him, right? But when you have, you can read this to real life stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
People, place, things. We talk about those all the time.
Right.
Until you destroy the things that are causing you choke on average, right? You're choking on average because you're not willing to let something go or destroy something in order to create something, right? God created a tree, right? If God created a tree, then why did God create trees? A, for oxygen, right? The branches give out oxygen. be. They're beautiful, right? You look at them, you're enamored by them. But, you know, man, we figured out how to create, how to destroy the truth and to create furniture.
Build houses
that you've been today, right? So unless you're a super minimalist, you're appreciative of it, right? So what happens? They cut the tree down, and then they make it so in the tree will eventually grow back at some point in time, down the road, I guess. I don't know how that process works. But they destroy something to create something. What happens when you do that in your life? What happens when you get that person out of your life that's holding you back? What happens when you talk to a person that's verbally abusing you,
right,
and you're taking it?
Right.
What happens when you confront that person or you pack up your stuff and you roll out? What happens when that person that physically abused you,
right,
and you just say, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I just move? I can tell you what happens. The same thing that happened to me when I left, you know, my home, right? When I left my hometown, I knew unequivocally, guys, that in order for me to create a new mindset, a different mindset, I had to get out.
Yeah.
I had to create a different narrative. I had a terrible life. I love my family. I love my mom and dad. I love everybody. But I knew I had to create a different dynamic for myself.
Right.
So I went to the military.
In order to not be in the same position.
In order to not be in the same position. Absolutely.
For real. You had to do something in order to create something. And that's a very powerful quote. Now, and we understand that. You got to cut off some things. Got to let go of some things. Because those very things are the things that's keeping you back, holding you back to the next level. But you have to really take the time to identify what are those things. Because if you don't really identify and be real with yourself, then you allow yourself to literally just sell at average and not let go of the very things that are holding you back. Yeah, you know I mean,
and that's real, man. That is so. It's not going to be easy either.
No,
it's going to be a challenge for you, right? But guess what? Here's the trade, guys. You've actually done.
It's gonna be hard.
Think about your age right now. About your in your mind. How old you are right now? 20, 30, 40, 50, right? And just think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking you. I'm gonna make this statement. It's gonna pertain. It's not gonna pertain to. Okay. So don't be mad. All right. But if the shoe fits, pick it up, put it on, and wear that thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you really think about your age, 30, 40, 50, whatever you are, right? And you think about your age, you say, this is the reason why I am where I am right now. It's taking me all of this time to destroy my life.
Right.
It's taking me all this time to build up this facade in my life that's not productive. And so it's been 30 years. How can I feasibly expect for this to take a day to fix?
Right, absolutely. Right, if it took 30, 40, 50 years to fix a situation or to remain in the same place, to remain, to allow average to overtake you, it's going to take some time to get yourself out of that thinking, working on you every day in order to have that shift. But you got the power right then and there. And I think, I don't know, it's something real about the age of 50, okay, because it was just like
that's half a century. Half a century, half your life is gone.
When I approached 50 last year, and I don't know what, but, you know, I thank God for discernment, you know, because, you know, he will give, you know, the discernment, but it's a matter of whether you choose to listen, because he's not going to buy a choice.
Okay.
And, but literally, it was during that season where I'm like, you know, and I had no choice. Like, he put me in a position where I had to listen and pay attention. God, you know, that I began to listen and understand it was something about being 50, approaching 50 for real. So, like, the light bulb was like, whoo, you know. But I'm thankful for the journey. You know, I'm thankful for, you know, everything that has, that, you know, who I am today and even the things that we continue to go through on a daily basis, because I won't be who I am. And it was about my process, you know, and so I had to realize that and recognize it. But the greatest thing about it, for real, is that it's never too late. It's never too late. Every day is a new day, right, with the God that we serve. Every day is an opportunity for us to get up and to decide and to say, no longer, I refuse to remain in the situation. I refuse to remain average. I refuse to not need to be. It's never too late. I don't care how young, how old, it is never too late to begin to realize the purpose he has each and every one of us that's connected to the potential that every one of us have inside. Potential means we have not, we talked about it, we have not done it yet. Time for us to decide to destroy what is holding us back in order to create, in order to walk in the potential that we got in order to be a blessing in somebody else's life. Everything we do is not for us, for real. And when we are not operating in the purpose that God has created us, right, for, then we are hindering the person out there that's supposed to be connected to us, that we'll be a blessing in their life. And that's the reason why so many purposes, so many dreams, so many talents, so many gifts are in the graveyard. Because people never take the opportunity to get out of the way of self, right? Realizing this thing ain't about you, right? Realizing that you don't want to stop you. Because everything that we need, the power, everything, is right here on the inside. You just got to activate it.
So let's, since you to that to the level, because we're talking about only you can stop you, okay? And relate this to you. That's the biggest thing I can say. You hear Pam telling you her story. I'm relate this to you because that's what this is all about. This is about helping you bridge gap. Pam has already bridged her gap, okay? She's bridging more gaps, new gaps every day, right? And we are, right? Nobody has life all figured out. But you can give yourself a very good advantage. You're trying to get and break the spirit of average, there are a lot of things that are going to come. And think about that for your situation right now. I don't know what the situation is. I don't. I know the struggle is
mm-hmm.
universal. Everybody struggles.
Right.
Right? That's why the industry that we're in, a person that can identify with the people that struggle the most are the people, the ones that win, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to identify. He who fixes the problems wins,
right?
Right? So here we are in a society where everything is jacked up. There's a whole bunch of crap going on, right? So get up your life in the midst of all the crap. How are you handling the crap? Because 10% of is 90% of what happens in, of how you handle it and 10% of what happens. It doesn't matter what's happening on the outside. What are you doing on the inside to fix it? Are you being a professional victim or not?
Mm-hmm.
Are you every time you pick up the phone to somebody, is negative coming out of your mouth? Right, you're not going to hear that when we talk to anybody, especially people that we're trying to go. We ain't talking about negative stuff. We're identifying things that we know we're changing, we're doing, we're shaking, we're moving. What's the next step? We're not talking about what happened yesterday.
Right.
That's done. We don't let that define us, right? How do we move forward from right here? Yeah, how do we move forward? How do we fix this? How do we move forward? And I think if we spend more time focusing on the solution and not the problem, then I believe that's when things start to change. And like I said, we don't know what your situation is,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, whatever it is personally, only you know that. But it comes a moment in your life when you have to figure out when am I going to change my narrative? When am I going to change it? When am I going to actually create greatness? Because you hear Pam say all the time, you have everything you need on the inside, right? And me and her have debated that, but we took it all the way down to the core, right?
Right.
That's the only way we were able to come to some common ground, right? And I'll tell you what I mean when I say that. We had to take it all the way down to the core because, in essence, God created everybody to be great in whatever their purpose is,
mm-hmm.
right? And I keep saying this quote, and it stays in mind. You know, Joe Namath said, you know, if you're not going to go all the way, which translates to me is, if you're not going to be the best you can be, then why go at all?
Mm.
Right? Why go at all? So I don't know anybody that verbally stands up or mentally and says, I just want to do this, and I just really want to be average, below average.
Right.
I don't want to be best at it. I just want to do this thing, and I want to be operator. Draw no attention to myself. I just want to be below average.
Right.
I've never met a person to say that. I haven't. How do people, with that being said, how do people become average and below average? How does that happen, right? So if you're looking at the essence of this, we all create something great. this. Hear me. Listen to me. Somewhere along the way, something changed. Mm. Something changed. Life happened. Because we always say, dream life, dream.
Right.
Right? So dream, kid, want the world, kid.
Right.
You believe. You're like, this. Nobody's telling you you can't as a kid. We tell our son every day, son, you can be whatever you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Preparing him for when somebody tells him, you can't be whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to tell him, but he has to have enough, I can, come back that I can.
Mm-hmm.
So you foster it as a kid, and then life happens. You get bills, you hit heartbreaks, all of these different things. You start a business, you lose things, and life happens, and then you're like, whoa, me. And then you get really good at telling your story on how the world has crapped on you. But you settle. You've accepted it because people are paying you more attention as a victim as opposed to a victor.
Mm.
And that's what you want. Deep down, we all just want to be noticed. We all just want. We want people to see us and say, job well done. That's awesome. You are great. Deep down, whether you want to admit it or not, deep down, we all just want people to see us and say, that's an awesome person right there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that vernacular to come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get that to actually come out of people? It's not about what you say. It's about what you do. And if we're looking at what we are really entangled in, this thing called life, if you can dream some more, and then you dream some more. You keep dreaming. And if you can keep dreaming, you keep achieving. Because
Absolutely.
When you dream, you have it motivates you to put the action in. So how do you keep the life part from choking you out?
Hmm.
Right? The life part is going to keep choking you out. Guys, if you keep exposing yourself to the life. So that means we talk about it all the time, people, places, things.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow those things to continually permeate life and not cut them out, as I've said before, Pam, people thought I was crazy when I said this when we first started the show. In my world, 2 plus 2 may not equal 4. 2 equals whatever the heck I say it is in my world, right? So that allowed me to be able to create for me, right? That statement allowed me to be able to create the grind. Because there was a cookie cutter for a quote unquote blog talk radio show or podcast, but I didn't want to be cookie cutter.
Mm.
I wanted my show to be whatever it was, to be whatever that represented me and how I thought.
Right.
So 2 plus 2 may have equaled 5 for me. Right? But out in the world I know that 2 plus 4. So I have to play that game. But where I create, 2 plus 2 is whatever the heck I want it to be. I can create what I want to create because I've destroyed some things in my life. You can destroy some things in your life right now, not tomorrow, today. You can write them down like Pam just said. You can identify the things in your life that you need to destroy. You need to get rid of. You can start creating today. I believe that's the key, and I believe that's the foundation of this show today. Destroy it so that you can create, because that's what keeping you. That's what's holding you back.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's it. You know, joy to create. Only you can stop you. And so when you understand that and you realize that, then you realize that you can control the controls. Power is within. And all you got to do is make a decision to cut off, to move forward in order to get the things done that God has called each and every one of us to go out and do. Everybody won't understand it, but as long as you do, keep moving forward and watch him multiply, show up, and show out in your life. Just want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in to the grind on this incredible Friday. It's my birthday weekend, y'all.
And you still babysitting that mimosa over there, just for the record.
I know, because it's like a mic.
You already finished mine.
The mic is like a...
You got an I.O. You got an I.O. Nothing can stop a made-up mind. Nothing can stop a made-up mind.
Just have some fun with some friends this weekend. And hey, chapter 51, I'm ready for all that God is about to bring allow me to go through and definitely grow through. Yes.
Absolutely. Man, thank you guys for tuning into The Grind, man. Remember, The Grind happens every Tuesday and Friday, 9-8 Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Guys, tell everybody about The Grind. This is the show where we absolutely bridge gaps every single show, and we know that we appreciate everyone that tune in on all platforms, man. Go have a winning weekend, guys, and don't let anything stop you, whatever you do.
Let me tell you something.
Get
you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much it takes and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that. Better than that. That's how winning is done.
From the bottom to make it to the top, through the joy and through the pain.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. We ain't poppin' homies, we shine on them suckers, we ball on them haters. We put our money in the club, homies.
That's how winning is done.
That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. And we ain't poppin' homies.
Fresh out the land's belly. Hey, tell the world I'm ready. Take them foes off and put some sixes on the Chevy. Ain't no holding me back, cause I'm the new disease. And a whole lot of money is a cure for me. I'ma be riding in the Monty seat. Open up the doors and let the sound hit the TIP. My brother just got murdered, he doing bad time. Fatty Chrome and Wiki Wheel doing sad time. But I can't stop my neck. I gotta grind your dick. My kids gon' bury me a hundred when I see the dick. My granny got took from me and I ain't stop hurting. She said, Ray, don't give up, just keep that swagger working. So that swagger working, every day I'm working. Cause it's hard to have swagger when your pocket's hurting. But it's all good, yes, it's all good. Round this town next year, I'm about to hood.
We grind from the bottom to make it to the top.
God bless y'all.
Have an amazing, safe, blessed weekend. Love you all. Bye-bye. My phone's safe.